Talking you till next Sunday. This is the Manic Monday Show with Casey on Radio Sega.
Tonight's inspiring quote: those who doubt your ability probably have a real and valid reason. This week's word is
Sega.
This is the start of your Radio Sega Live Week. The Manic Monday Show with Casey.
Oh,
best of stuff and words. Welcome everyone, this is the Manic Monday Show on Radio Sega. We play the best Sega music 24/7, and we have Japanese words in songs, because why not? Gekite koku kajiki dan! Or something like that, from the Sakura Taisen Atsuki Shishio ni Tegeki album, which means something. I remember actually trying to translate this during the early Radio Sega Top 40 countdown days, but I can't remember what this meant, so yeah, I'm not gonna bother with it. Anyway, welcome to the show. I'm KC, and I'm live as per usual every Monday evening, right here on Radio Sega, to cheer you up, or maybe knock you down with my inspiring quotes, which are not that inspiring, but you know, it's the thought that counts, so you know, it's nice. This week, our show is dedicated to this. Japan! Or maybe this.
Japan!
I like this one.
Japan!
Yeah, it's nice. So we're playing tracks with the word Japan in the title. Tracks from games that were only released in Japan or developed in Japan, you know, whatever. I had a plan initially for this show, but then I started to, you know, compile a list of tracks to play tonight. And that plan kind of got out of the window, so I'm just going to play tracks that I like or that we... I found interesting while researching for this show. Winnerazu says, lacking another Japan sample.
Japan!
This one? Or maybe this one?
Japan!
Yes, we have lots of Japan. But I think he's referring to a specific Japan sample. This one.
Japan!
Yeah. Brindotron says, original plan, just Shenmue tracks, right? Yes. Probably not, yeah. Anyway, what have we played before this Gekite Koku Kashiki Dan track? We had Oh Large Fireworks, which is the best track title ever. Oh Large Fireworks from Yakuza Ishin. I don't think this is translated correctly, but I don't know. And the first track was the Meiko-san mix of Nostalgic from the Hatsune Miku Project Diva series. So Yuki's featuring Meiko. And we have nothing but Meiko tracks when we play Vocaloid songs. We'll be playing nothing but Meiko tracks tonight. So actually, it's just one more, but you know, it's just Meiko. No Miku, no none of the other guys. I forget the names, but yeah. That's something to look forward to. But before we move on and play some music and stuff, it's time to say hello to the people in the IRC. Join us, radiose.ga/IRC, radiose.ga/IRC, join us there. And we have lots of people tonight. We have Trigon, Esper K, KC, hello KC, Rexy, AlphaDog1996, Arcanine, Winner is You, Brindotron, CTR, Drive16bit, Fluffy Foxy. Gum, Ink, Koga, Lime, Meek Pines, Opus Science, Punk Gamer, Red Rum. Oh, I see what you did there. I see. Murder. Yeah. Resident SD, Rive, Speeding TCB, Trainer Purple, Trekkie, Twinnie, Vegeta, The Voice, Wolfox, Simadon, and underscore Spondy. TCB says KC has a promise for me tonight. This episode's theme is easy enough. Yeah. Anyway, yeah. Join us in the IRC, or you can tweet at Radio Sega and use the hashtag RSManicMonday if you want to. Let us know if you're listening to us, if you're enjoying the show, if you're enjoying the tunes, if we'll be playing stuff you never heard before. Let us know if we've succeeded in surprising you. We have a few non-regular tracks that aren't played that regularly on Radio Sega, so yeah. Look forward to that. But we also have something else, something very exciting. And that something is called this.
Say my name.
It's time for Say My Name, and if you want to take part in Say My Name, our weekly game on the Manic Monday Show, you need to join us in the IRC. So radiose.ga/IRC. Join us there. What is Say My Name? So our weekly game we play on the Manic Monday Show. Each week I pick a random Sega character, and then I share four different clues to the identity of said character. You need to guess who the character is. You only get one guess per clue, though. So that's something to think about before guessing. Choose wisely, think carefully, because you only get one chance per clue. If you guess it correctly, after the first clue is shared, you get 20 points, after the second clue, 15 points, after the third clue, 10 points, after the fourth and final clue, you get 5 points. Easy as that. And it's interesting because we don't have I Need Fruit with us tonight, yet, at least. So, you know, there's a chance people like Jamie can catch up or can actually... I Need Fruit and Jamie have the same amount of points at the moment, so maybe Jamie can, you know, get ahead of I Need Fruit. Opa Science is following closely behind, so maybe he'll actually get ahead of I Need Fruit as well. Who knows what's going to happen? Someone is saying... Yes, you do, Emma. Oh, I Need Fruit is here. Oh, I see. I Need Fruit. Oh, hello. He joined us in the meantime. So, even more exciting. I Need Fruit is here. Who knows what's going to happen? Well, anyway, enough of that. It's time to share clue number one. And so, for that, we have a little drum roll to make things more exciting. Clue number one. This character's eyes are green. This character's eyes are green. Interesting, right? such a valuable clue. send me your guess via private message in the IRC. Double click my name and send me your guess. You're now playing for 20 points. Maybe you'll get it, maybe you won't, who knows. We'll be here to find out and let you know in a bit. In the meantime, it's time to move on and play some more Japan music. And we have another Yakuza Kenzan, or Yakuza track, from Yakuza Kenzan, also known as Ria ga Gotoku Kenzan. And this is ancient Japanese dance music. I don't think this is that ancient though.
Radio Sega. Playing the best Sega music. 24/7.
Monday Show with Casey.
We'll be right back.
Happy Feet from Jet Set Radio right here on the Manic Monday Show on Radio Sega. And it's an awesome track. I had to play it because we should play this more often on Radio Sega Live shows, but for some reason we don't. Before that we had a tune as well, Stereo Protect Stage 2-1 from Pulseman, a game that, as you know, was only released in Japan, at least the original version, the Mega Drive version, was only released in Japan. I think then, a few years back, they released the a Virtual Console version of the game, and it was released over here, but I'm not sure, so yeah. It's a Japan exclusive, anyway. And the first track in that batch was Ancient Japanese Dance Music. I don't think that was actually ancient Japanese dance music, but I don't know, maybe. And I just glanced at the IRC, and I'm not sure what's happening. Resident SD says, "Oh, tune." Sorry, wasn't paying attention. Then Rexy says, "The clip, please." The clip? I don't know. Maybe this one. Is it this one that all great tunes deserve? Perhaps? Where is it?
Yes, this track contains wind.
Maybe this one, I don't know. And then there's some interesting advice.
Don't be a dingus, come on, just think with your fingers.
Yeah, you know, always the best advice ever right here on the Manic Monday Show. Anyway, so that was ancient Japanese dance music was from Yakuza Kenzan. She meant Japan. But I played that already. But I can play it again.
Japan!
Yeah. Anyway, don't distract me. As I was saying, those were the tracks we just played. Let me talk about, and you know, good thing I actually played the clip, because you know, it's time to talk about the word of the week, which is Japan, obviously. And so it's time to, you know, talk about Japan from a Gizugle point of view. And so Japan, we always resort to Wikipedia for information. Informatizel, perhaps? Perhaps. So Japan, be an island ghetto up in East Side Asia. Located up in the Pacific Ocean, it lies to the east side of the Sea of Japan, the East Side China Sea, China, Uptown Korea, Downtown Korea and Russia, stretching from the Sea of Okhotsk, is it Okhotsk? I really don't know. Up in the Uptown to the East Side China Sea and Taiwan up in the south. The kanji that make up Japan's name mean sun origin, and Japan is often called the land of the rising sun. Yeah, Japan be a stratovolcanic archipelago of many islands, blah 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 blah, not interesting. Oh, okay. Japan's population of 126 mazillion is the world's 10th fattest for reals. Approximately 9.1 mazillion players live up in Tokyo, the capital hood of Japan, which is the 6th fattest hood proper up in the OECD. The greater Tokyo area, which includes Tokyo and enough Mofu surrounding prefectures, is the world's fattest metropolitan area with over 35 mazillion gangsters and the world's fattest urban agglomeration economy. Archaeological research indicates that Japan was inhabited as early as the Upper Paleolithic period. You all know that, Chisel Mofo. The first freestyle mention of Japan is up in Chinese history texts from the 1st century AD. And blah 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 blah. Japan be a gang member of the UN, the G7, the G8 and the G20. Japan be a great power. The ghetto has the ghetto's third largest economy by nominal GDP and the ghetto's fourth largest economy by purchasing juice parity. Okay, so well, she's it. It be also the ghetto's fifth largest exporter and fifth largest importer for reals. And you know, it's, I think it's enough. Resident SD says, this is the National Geographic description of Japan, right? Yeah. Oh, God, yes. Why do I do this to myself? I'm not sure.
Japan!
Japan is the word of the week. speaking of Japan, I think it's time we move on. I'm going to play some more music. Don't forget to send me your guesses for Say My Name by sending me a private message. And don't forget to vote for the People's Choice segment. RadioSE.ga/ManicMondayChoice. RadioSE.ga/ManicMondayChoice. Vote for the three tracks you'd like me to play during the show. It's time to move on now and play some more music. And a classic this time from Shinobi 3 Return of the Ninja Master. This is Japonesque on the Manic Monday Show.
Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music, 24/7.
Hey, yo!
You're listening to the Manic
Monday
Show with Casey.
Sorry. Boom, boom, Japan. Yeah, boom, boom, Japan. From initial the arcade stage. Yeah. I need to actually find a sound effect. A boom sound effect or something. An explosion sound effect. Then I could go boom, boom. And then use the this. Japan! Boom, boom, Japan! From initial the arcade stage, that was the last track we just played. Before that we had an interesting tune, Japan, from Sega Marine Fishing. I know I've played this before on my shows, but people seem to be, you know, discovering this for the first time. It's an interesting soundtrack, the one from Sega Marine Fishing. It's filled with remixes. We don't know where the original tracks went, though, so, you know, I don't know, maybe they composed tracks, then they thought they were crap. Someone came in and remixed them, and then they sticked with the remixes. I don't know. I have no idea. We also played Japanesque from Shinobi 3 Return of the Ninja Master, and this is a tune and a proper classic. A Radio Sega classic as well, so, you know, yeah. In the IRC, we were talking about football or soccer related channels, and the ones that are aimed at specific clubs or based on specific clubs. So we have in Portugal, for example, we have TV channels for Benfica, Porto and Sporting. They are the three main, the biggest football teams over here, and apparently there's channels for Manchester United, Chelsea, Liverpool. In HD as well, according to Resident ST on Sky. And so, I Need Food said, what poor sod has to make up the programs for those channels? In this episode, we take a look at the row age chairs and who sat in them over the years. Now that's interesting programming. That's some fine broadcasting right there. So yeah, awesome. Oh god, please. But anyway, yeah, if you're interested in football, I'm sure, and if you're a fan of a specific football club, I'm sure you like to watch your own club's TV channel. I can't because I'm a Benfica supporter, but I can't watch Benfica TV because it's locked for my TV operator. I think it's Mel or something, and I have another one, so. Oh. Anyway, it's time for me to shut up, which is nice, and to play this.
Say my name, say my name, say my name, say my name.
Say my name, time for clue number two. And so I am happy to say that no one got it yet. So who knows? Who knows? Do you think they televised the auditions for the person who has to dress in their mascot costumes? Yeah. Yeah. Like Man United Idol or something. But instead of people singing, people trying. I don't know. I don't even know what the Man United mascot is. It a lion because of the emblem of the club? I don't know. I Gum says, now that would be my kind of TV. Give us your best lion roar. Awesome. Oh yeah, it's the devil, obviously. Yes, the Red Devils. Yes, yes, yes. Anyway, it's time to share clue number two. I'm getting sidetracked. Yeah, and I'm getting late because we have lots of music to play still. But anyway, time to move on. Time to talk about clue number two. And so no one got it yet, so I think this is really helpful, I think. Drum roll, please. So, this character's skin is transparent. So, this character's skin is transparent. That's clue number two. Their eyes are green as well, so, you know. You can start to paint a mental picture of the person in your head. You know? Yes. So... yes. Send me your guess. Double click my name in the IRC, that's KC, and send me your guess for this week's Say My Name. And in the meantime, we play more music. And you know, we have lots of Seventh Dragon tonight. So let's do this and play one of the most recent tracks available on Radio Sega. From Seventh Dragon 3 Code VFD, this is Battlefield Atlantis on the Manic Monday Show. We'll be right back.
Radio Sega.
ここにいるその意味を問いかける、そんな瞬間があるよね。誰も時には不意に胸にあるその痛み、笑っても作り笑いじゃ言えない。本当の気持ちには嘘はつけない。信じてたい道に影落とす闇、刻んだ昨日見据えた明日、もし隠しても You are shouting so never alone。 君の叫びはちゃんと届いているよ、どんな遥かな崖からも。 You are fighting for everlasting。 命焦がして今明るく激しい鮮烈な光になれ、戦って答えにはいつも用意していたいね。たとえ孤独な夜も振り上げた拳さえ開いたら誰か支えて包む、あったかい絆になること忘れない。頬を伝わる涙たちを真摯に歩んでいる証、少しも恥じなくていい。 We are sure we're so never alone。 君の祈りは黙ってでも感じるよ、天を突く頂き目指そう。 We are shining forever lasting。 瞳凝らしてたら万歯ゆく正しい誠実な光を追え、手に手取ってバラにデレデレデレデレデレデバラディディガラデデレデデレデデデデデデデデデデデデデデデデデデデデデデデデデデデデデデデデデデデデデデデデデデデデデデデデデデデ叫びはちゃんと届いているよ、心の奥深く強く。 You are fighting for everlasting。 命焦がして今明るく激しい鮮烈な光になれ、戦って
I have just one question for you. Are you ready? Are you ready for Monday night when Radio Sega Champ KC hosts the Manic Monday Show? Right now, you can listen to this awesome free radio live show event for absolutely nothing at all. Only on Radio Sega.
I'm gonna say this for the entire show. Afterburner, Hell and Hero featuring Meiku. What a cover. This is from the something Hatsune Miku Project Diva something? I think it's... Oh, wait. It's Project Diva Arcade. Yeah, that's why I played it, because we don't have Project Diva Arcade over here, so it's a Japan-only game. You see? There's some logic behind this. That's because it's...
Japan!
Yeah. So now Sega is gonna be called Japan. Anyway, I'm just... I can't even begin to explain what's happening in the IRC chatroom. So if you want to know, and if you want to have a good time, or just be scared, I don't know, radiose.ga/IRC, join us there.
Join us now!
Before Afterburner, we had Our Fighting featuring Takenobu Mitsuyoshi from Phantasy Star Online 2. You know, that awesome man that is Take-san.
Yeah, 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 yeah!
Whoa there, whoa.
Exciting!
Yeah, I've noticed. You're a little bit too excited for my taste, though. Yes, that was a track from Phantasy Star Online 2 because, you know, Japan, so Phantasy Star Online 2. Yeah, sorry. And the first track was the awesome Battlefield Atlantis from 7th Dragon 3 Code VFD, which it has been announced it will be released in the West, at least in the US. So step it up, Sega of Europe, because we want 7th Dragon 3 here as well.
Do it!
Otherwise, I'll be pissed. And you don't want that, do you? Of course not. So yeah, time for something else. Time for this.
Radio Sega's request chart.
Radio Sega's request chart. It's time to count down the three most requested tracks of the week. Don't forget to vote, by the way. radiose.ga/ManicMondayChoice. It's coming soon after this. You know, we have another segment and then we have that, so don't forget to vote for the three tracks you'd like to listen to during this show. But as I was saying, you guys request the music all week, and now it's time to let you know which tracks made it to the top three. I'm a bit disappointed because, you know, you guys, we had lots of people, different people requesting, but you know, all the first six tracks, top six requested tracks, were requested by just one person. So you guys need to unite, get together and request the same track so we have some variety. But anyway, we have some interesting tracks tonight, so I think you'll enjoy this segment of the show. It's time for Radio Sega's request chart, starting with number three.
Number three.
Oh,
number 2.
Control Radio Sega. Register as a member. Click the playlist and request button and request your favorite tracks. They'll be on the stream shortly. Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.
Number 1.
Bye.
my cover of Techno Pathetic, the hip hop and disco 80s mix from Ollie King. This week's number one, your most requested song on RadioSega.net. Don't forget to keep requesting. Just go to RadioSE.ga/playlist, or just go to RadioSega.net and click the playlists and requests button. We've been adding lots of stuff in the past few weeks. I was gonna add something, but I didn't have time today before the show. We have an album of Postman remixes that was kindly donated by Sonic Yoda, and it's gonna actually be on Radio Sega very soon. Perhaps tonight, tomorrow. It's called Electrace Postman. Yeah. Interesting. Anyway, that was number one. Number two was Save This World V-Mix from Phantasy Star Universe Ambition of the Illuminous. You know, it's a battle for the head, against the dog, and we're fighting for free hand, so that's always nice. And number three, Fly in the Freedom from Sonic Adventure 2. And so, I like to see how people are reacting to this week's Say My Name, because, you know, like two or three people failed their second attempt at getting this week's character right, but just as I said, they were wrong. They instantly facepalmed and remembered who it was. So, let's see. Lots of people with 10 points now, I think. So it's time for this again.
Say my name, say my name, say my name, say my name.
Yes, time for Say My Name, clue number three. Esper K says, wow, Senpai is disappointed. Apparently so. Yeah. And it's funny how, you know, Anitfruit and Jamie think alike. They both wasted their second guess, and immediately afterwards they realized who it was. Oh god, yes. So anyway, time for clue number three for those of you that are still thinking about it. And so clue number three is, where's that drum roll? There we go. Clue number three, makes an appearance in Sonic Battle. Makes an appearance in Sonic Battle. So their skin is transparent, their eyes are green. Yeah. Jamie says, it was obvious, I was overthinking it. Yeah, most people usually do. So yeah. So send me your guess by double-clicking my name in the IRC. That's KC. And you're now playing for 10 points. Precious 10 points. One thing's for sure. Jamie and Anitfruit remain tied with the same score because they both got the same score tonight. You know. Maybe someone actually got 15 points though. We'll see. We'll see at the end of the show. Anyway, don't forget to vote for the People's Choice segment. RadioSE.ga/ManicMondayChoice. You have until the end of this next batch of music to vote, and you know, maybe we'll see. And Opa Science is actually in the same place as Anitfruit and Jane. Interesting. Anyway, moving on, playing some music because that's what we're here for. From Dynamite Dux, the Master System version. This is Sudo Japan, the FM version, on the Manic Monday Choice. No, Manic Monday Show. I don't even know the name of my show anymore. Why?
are listening to the Manic Monday Show with KC.
We'll be right back.
duck racing, only in China, actually. Although this is from Shenmue 2, so it's technically Japan for a number of reasons. But yeah, duck racing from Shenmue 2, something that happens in Hong Kong. Brendotron says, I still can't believe huge Easter eggs like this existed. How did people discover this? I'm not sure. I only got there because of the internet guide or something. Yeah, like Brendan is saying, there were so many steps to unlock it. Yeah, you need to complete certain steps in order to actually unlock duck racing. You even need to fight to duck race. So you need to defeat characters in a fight so you can actually compete in the duck race. I'm not sure. It's Shenmue 2. Never mind that. Anyway, before that we had brand new Japanesque from Yakuza Kenzan, another Yakuza Kenzan track. Then we had the very, very short but sweet Japan from Outrunners, the Mega Drive version. And another short one, Sudo Japan, the FM version from Dynamite Duck's Master System version. So yeah. Anyway, time to let you know that... Actually, let me just check the poll, because I think at this point we have all the answers we need, all the votes we need. Oh god, we have a tie. Ooh. Oh. Okay, so I'm gonna give people one more minute to vote. So if you haven't voted yet, radiose.ga/ManicMondayChoice. radiose.ga/ManicMondayChoice. Vote for three tracks. Tonight we have from the Girls Make the World Go Round Sega Vocal Tracks album, Sakura. From 7th Dragon 2022 Battlefield, Wing Strike Back. From Yakuza Ishin, New and Old Stringed Instrument War. From Binary Domain, Japanese Police Chase. From Too Spicy, Hiding in Japan. From Shogun 2, Total War, Sakura. So yeah, I'm gonna give people a few more seconds. In the meantime, I'm gonna talk about something that I was gonna mention at the end of the show, which is the Johnny Giuelli interview on The Voice of Sega this weekend. So if you're a Crush 40 or just a Sega or just Johnny Giuelli fan, don't forget to tune in to Radio Sega this Saturday at 12:30 a.m. So after midnight, after Saturday Night Sega, which is going to be interesting as well, because it's going to be a battle royale between both Metal Hog albums by Mega Drive. So they just released an updated version of their Metal Hog album, and so Gav is going to pit them against each other, the two versions of the album. So after that special edition of Saturday Night Sega, we have The Voice of Sega 30 minutes after midnight in Western Europe. So there's an interview, a very special interview with Mr. Johnny Giuelli to talk about his Crush 40 songs, his new debut solo album, and how you can support him as well. But that's interesting. Rexy says it's not out until June. No, it's out. It's just out in I think iTunes and other digital stores or something, according to what they told me. So yeah, it's going to be made available in their website after June 23rd, I believe. At least that's what they told me. Anyway. I think that's enough time, so don't forget to tune in to The Voice of Sega this weekend. Let me see if anyone else has voted, and if not, we're gonna have to resort to, you know, our good friend random.org. Nope, we still have a tie, so I'm gonna close the poll, that's done, and we're gonna go to random.org. And let's see what happens. So it's gonna be between this track and this other track. And so, okay. Nice one. So we're probably gonna start with that one, because why not? And let me just queue this up. Okay. There. Okay, so it's time for this.
People's choice!
Yeah! And the people have spoken. You guys have voted. And according to you and random.org, this is one of the most voted tracks for the People's Choice segment. A tune, an amazing soundtrack as well. From 7th Dragon 2022, this is Battlefield Wings Strike Back.
Want to listen to this show again?
download the podcast that will be available shortly on RadioSega.net and the iTunes Store, or stream it on Stitcher. Monday Show with Casey.
We'll be right back. want a tune.
I really need to move. The volume on my headphones is quite loud right now. Oh god.
My ears are gonna bleed.
But this is such a great song. A new and old stringed instrument war. This doesn't make any sense, but it doesn't have to because it's an amazing track. This is a Yakuza Ishin track, one of the most voted tracks on this. Where's the sound effect? Where's the sound effect? Yeah.
People's Choice!
Yeah, one of the most voted tracks for the People's Choice segment right here on the Manic Monday Show. Before that, we had Sakura from the Girls Make the World Go Round Sega vocal tracks. This is, if you don't know already, this album is made up of the Super Monkey Ball Step and Roll vocal tracks, by the way. So yeah, the instrumental version was in Super Monkey Ball Step and Roll. Yes. Hashtag Sega Education. And the first track we played was Battlefield Wing Strike Back from 7th Dragon 2022, thanks to some of you and random.org. Radio Sega, brought to you by a purple dinosaur and the UK Storm. Oh, Barney and what's the UK Storm? No. we have a track for I Need Fruit. How was it? I can't remember right now. Something like I love you, you love me. A big pervert, I need fruit bee. I think so, yeah. That makes sense. Yes. Anyway, we're running so late tonight. But I don't mind. Awesome tunes incoming. But before that,
say my name, say my name, say my name, say my name.
Say my name. Time for clue number 4. So, if you're trying to get those 10 points and you weren't able to, you now have one last chance to guess who this week's character is. And I'm gonna share clue number 4 right now because we really need to move on and stuff. So, here we go. So, clue number 4 is referred to by Dr. Eggman as the God of Destruction. You know nothing, fool. It's the God of Destruction. And by I mean the character's name. Yeah, you're now playing for 5 points. Send me a private message in the IRC. Double click my name. That's KC. And you know, as per case says lol, that line, yeah. in the meantime, it's time to chill because people are talking about storms. Storm Steve is coming. I didn't know you were. So apparently, Resident ST and Opus Science are a storm now. You know, so that makes sense. So, if you're afraid of the storm, it's time to chill. So we have this for you.
Chill Tracks of the Week.
Ooh yes, Chill Tracks of the Week on the Manic Monday Show. And so it's time for a couple more 7th Dragon tracks and a Sonic Colors one. Sonic Colors? What? Yeah, that's true. But before that, first one is Genealogy of the Stars from 7th Dragon 2022. Oh yeah.
Thank you.
Radio Sega. Manic Monday Show with Casey. Yeah! Only on Radio Sega. Thank you.
you're not relaxed by now, I give up. Labyrinth, Jungle Navigation. From the Super Arranged Version album of Seventh Dragon. Yes. We have the original, the arranged version, and the Super Arranged Version. Then we have the Seventh Dragon 2020 version and the Diva version by Hatsune Miku. We have all the versions for this. And this is set in Shibuya, so it's Japan. Japan enough for me. Oh, such a pretty track. Welcome back to the Manic Monday Show. Before that, we had Area Aquarium Park from Sonic Colors, the Wii version, and we kicked things off with Genealogy of the Stars from Seventh Dragon 2022. And if you're hearing this bad music, it means it's time to go. Oh, we're overrunning as it is, so not that much of a surprise there. So yeah, that was the Chill Tracks of the Week segment. So we're getting close to finishing things off here, and no, I'm closer to eating my dinner because I'm hungry right now and stuff. It's been fun. This has been the
Japan
edition of the Manic Monday Show. But before we go, we still have a couple of things to do. And one of them is this.
Say my name, say my name, say my name, say my name.
Say my name, biatch. Yeah. Say my name, it's time to announce who this week's character is. So I think it'll come as no surprise that a character whose eyes are green, whose skin is transparent, who makes an appearance in Sonic Battle, who is referred to by Dr. Eggman as the God of Destruction. You know nothing, fool! It's Chaos, the God of Destruction! Yes, Chaos was this week's character, and so congratulations to Gum, TCB, Trini, Bredotron, I Need Fruit, Jamie, and Opa Science for getting this one correctly. But I Need Fruit, Jamie, and Opa Science only got 10 points, whereas Gum, TCB, Trini, and Bredotron got 15. So, let's see how that this what this means for the overall standings. This is after week 6, so there's 2 more weeks to go. This third season of Say My Name. And so this means, let's see in order. With 15 points, we have Gum, Mikhail24RD, Opox, and Super Sega. With 20 points, we have Bredotron. With 25 points, we have AlphaDog1996 and KevinB1229. With 40 points, we have Tweety and Rafseek. With 50 points, ooh, getting closer, TCB. With 65 points, we have Opus Science. And joint first place, with 75 points, we have I Need Fruit and Jamie. It's going to be a close one till the final week. 2 weeks from now, one of these people will actually get win the prize, which is going to be $10, £10, probably £10, judging by who is in the lead right now. So, you know, yeah, nice one, guys. Keep it going. And next week, I'm going to try and, you know, come up with a really, really, really hard one. Nah, I'm just kidding. Anyway, that's it for Resident SD says that 10 Vietnamese dong. Yes, 10 yen. Can I not have the £10 and just ask for a little respect, you see? No, the prize is money, so no. It's... no. You can't trade the prize for anything else. It's money. Enough said.
100 yen each.
Yeah, perhaps this. yeah, so anyway, thank you for joining me for this week's The Manic Monday Show. I'll be back next week with... Where's the sound effect? Where's the sound effect? There we go. Ooh, love. Next week's show is all about the love. And so we're going to have some sexy tunes for you guys. Stay tuned to Radio Sega and our Twitter account, because we'll probably be taking part in the Sega Pickup Lines event this Sunday. So hashtag Sega Pickup Lines, as per usual. Casey said, bet you're not going to play an hour of Passion. I think that's a challenge. Anyway, hashtag Sega Pickup Lines. Don't forget to check that out. We've trended in the past, in the UK, I think, and some other places. So if you're willing to take part in that event, come up with your best Sega pickup line and tweet it with the hashtag during this this Sunday. Yeah, obviously. So yeah, it's time for one last thing. Let me just cue this. Oh, I forgot to cue this up. And there you go. So let's pause this and play this instead. So yeah, it's time to say goodbye to Trigon, Esper K, Anitfruit, Rexy, Arcanine, Brutotron, CTR, Drive 16 Bit, Fluffy Foxy, Gum Ink, Jamie, Koga, Lime, Mick Pines, Open Science, Punk Gamer, Redrum or Murder, Resident SD, Spinnick, TCB, Trainer Purple, Tracky, Tweeny, Vegeta Voice, Wolfox, Simidon, underscore Spondy! You are all the weakest links. Goodbye. Yeah, that's enough. That's enough. Yeah, enough. that was a bit, you know. I don't know. It was harsh, I think. I'm always harsh. I'm a bastard. Anyway, time to go. Don't forget to tune in to The Voice of Sega this Saturday for an interview, an exclusive interview with Johnny Giuelli. Don't forget to go to radiose.ga/shows for the full lineup of Radio Sega Live shows. Coming up next should be the Sega Addicts AM show tomorrow at midnight. So that's Western Europe time. You can go to your preferred time zone converter to find out what that is in your time zone as well. I'm gonna have to leave you now, so you know you can celebrate. I'm gonna leave you, I'm gonna shut up for one straight week, yes! And I'm gonna leave you with the most obvious choice for a final track ever, since this was the Japan edition of the show. You can even say this was the Japan edition of the show. So I'm leaving you with this from Yakuza 0. It's, you know, Japan. I've been KC. This has been the Monday, I don't know the name of my show anymore. The Manic Monday show, obviously. I'll be back next week. I'm gonna grab something to eat because I'm hungry. Bye. ラビームで夜空に描く彩り鳥の恋模様ほら欲しいの変えた隅によくの瞳が素敵なことは探してるのさ胸の花びら震わせる Japan! Japan!
愛し合う瞳へ火花を散らすよ。恋人たちを乗せた青い飛行船、抱きしめて男を女をハーフを、生きてるだけじゃ寂しいよ。一人密かに募らせた思い、涙になる夕暮れ、ときめきエキゾチック、エキゾチック。Japan、Japan。
Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.